Let's get to your book. Wild Pets is by Amber Medland.
Yes, it is. So this is a book that is very much in the fresh millennial fiction oeuvre. We start off with Iris, a new arrival in New York, who's undertaking her MFA at Columbia, fresh off a degree from Oxford. Her two main relationships, her musician boyfriend Ezra and her DPhil candidate best friend Nance, have now leapt into long-term and long-distance. So Iris is an interesting individual because she's got these twin challenges of wealth and privilege from her kind of estranged father's side, in parallel with her offbeat, not necessarily quite made for motherhood, Indian mother. So these two sides fuel her kind of strange caught between existence. So, you know, her very being is between these two poles, as well as her now existence in New York City, torn between where she is and where her future hopefully lies, and everything else she knows and loves back in the UK. So in New York, she's living in her father's currently unoccupied Manhattan apartment. As we've established, he is a well-to-do gentleman and on his health insurance. So challenges of mental health rise up early, kind of gently, but a bit suspiciously. She heads to an appointment with a therapist at her father's behest because why not? It's covered. Let's go do this thing. And there's a tumultuous relationship going through the book with this therapist and then another, and an even more fraught one with the prescriptions that she is provided with as her journey and maybe sort of descent into mental health crisis develops as the book goes along. So it's millennial in the vein of Sally Rooney. And to be clear, I really do like Sally Rooney, but maybe controversially, I don't think she's necessarily as revolutionary as her popularity tends to suggest. So, you know, books like Sally Rooney's books like Wild Pets are wonderful, but tonally it just feels to me, and this is a good thing, very similar to, you know, 90s era Emily Perkins with a bit more internet access. And that's not a dismissal of any of these authors because I love them all, but I quite like the fact that people are rediscovering this particular style of kind of early 20s adrift storytelling. But there is a darker edge to Wild Pets, as you might have gathered from the referring to all the mental health obstacles than I've seen in Rooney's work to date. And while I make no assumptions that the novel is in any way autobiographical, there's no indication of that. The very short autobiography on the first page of the book refers to the fact that she lives in London and that she has attended an Oxford University for her undergraduate degree and has a Columbia MFA. So that does give insight into how these ideas and characters, places of this novel have kind of percolated and developed because there are obviously location and experience parallels there to be had. Now, I found the blurb slightly misleading into thinking that there was going to be more of a three-pronged approach on the characters. It sort of indicates that Nance, Ezra, as well as Iris are the main characters of the book. And they are on a level, but Iris is the protagonist. The vast majority of the book is from her perspective. And honestly, I was quite relieved to find this because whenever it flipped briefly to another person's perspective, which was always third person rather than Iris's first person, I thought, I just want to get back to New York and see what's going on with her, which makes sense. You know, she's the writer, she's the storyteller. So it is her story that's being told with, you know, hints of epistolary text and email conversations throughout, which are our kind of key insights into Ezra and Nance's voices. So look, it's a really great read, perfect for anyone who, you know, wants a bit of that shared experience if they are a millennial reader, or if somebody wants a little bit of an insight into perhaps the all at sea experience that some millennial generation people may be experiencing in this strange modern era. So it's definitely one I would recommend for a wide range of readers. And hopefully this is a debut, so looking forward to seeing more great stuff from Amber Medland in the future.
Fabulous. Thank you. Briar Laurie of Unity Books, Auckland. Wild Pets is by Amber Medland. Published by Faber and Faber, $33 it costs.